regards to where to place your menorah. So the Gemara says that they would actually place the menorah outside of the house, either by the doorway of the house going out to the streets, or if they had a chutzner. The Mechorah says where you would put it in the case of a chutzner, when you put it by the door of the chutzner, the door of the house. But nowadays, in Chutz La'aretz, at least we light inside, and the Gemara says that the Bisman, there was a Sekhala, a person puts it on this table, that's sufficient. We have a situation which is somewhere in the middle, that the Ramah says that you should light it by the Chaloyim. Of course, if it's a Sekhala, what are you doing lighting by Chaloyim? So, there's a Madrega in between, where we don't put it outside, we put it inside. It's not as it comes to the point we can't put it by the Chaloyim, but we still have questions, we keep it inside. So the person puts it by this chaloyin on stomach, which is the more actually mentioned the idea of a chaloyin in the case of a case of an aliyah. We have an idea of putting it by the chaloyin. There is mentioned in halacha another issue of putting it by the door, even as when you light inside. The Ramos talks about putting it by the door, and this way you put it on one side, the menorah on the other side, and the Shilta says if you walk in between the two mitzvahs, you have mitzvahs on both sides of you. So how does that fit with the idea of chaloyin? So also says like this: in the case where the chaloyin is visible to the people in the Mishnah Sarabim, so then you should light by the chaloyin. That's preferable. You should light by your window. So a person lives on the first floor, a second floor, up to a distance of 40 feet of his window, within 40 feet of the ground. Up to that distance, he should light by the window. People in the street can still see it. If, however, he's living on a higher floor of an apartment building, and it's not visible, halacha says 20 amos, 40 feet, he's up on the 7th floor, 8th floor, he's way above that. So then it's preferred he should light by the door. And the Mekayim, that concept, which the Ramah brings down, that a person should light by the door, and he has the mezuzah on one side, and he has the near Chanukah, the menorah on the other side, and he has an entrance into his house, two mitzvahs on two sides of him. So if a person was in the lower levels, that's what he does. If he's in the higher levels, he lights by the door. We are minhag to do that, light by the door inside. The question which is raised is, let's say you live in a complex of apartment buildings. So he's on the 10th floor, way above the 20 amos above the ground, so the people down on the street cannot see it. So the people across the way, in the next apartment building over, they can see. So maybe you should light by the window also, and they create a hecker, not for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, but for the people out there which can see from the other buildings which are around you. It seems to me that's a machloikis. I think that I don't have a final thought myself, but I see that it seems to be that a lot of the later poskim, recent poskim, suggest that halacha is hecker for b'nei rishis harabim, and this is not b'nei rishis harabim, and you would light by the door. You are not light by the chaloyin in that situation. It's interesting, Shiloh. I don't have a real feel for halacha l'maisa, what would be the better way to do over there. So we light preferably by the window if it's visible for the people in the Rosh Hashanah, otherwise by the doorway. And even in the situation where there are other people which can't see it, we would light it still by the doorway. Have a good morning.